Americans. The media worked closely with the White House to conceal the truth. President Biden is not fit to discharge the immense duties of the presidency. The alarming evidence of his cognitive decline was on display for all to witness. Yet his enablers and political allies continue to exploit the president to substitute their destructive agenda for the interests of the American people. The unconscionable betrayal of the sacred trust that must exist between the federal government and American citizens is all around us. Destructive executive orders and policy directives, many of which were likely signed when President Biden was in a rapidly diminished state of mind, inflicted tremendous damage on our nation. By opening our southern border, unelected men and women in the White House allowed millions of migrants to illegally enter our country. To these must be added lethal drugs like fentanyl and the endless numbers of human traffickers surging into our communities, jeopardizing the safety and security of our families, especially our children. The executive orders related to energy policy prioritized the demands of climate change advocates over the needs of hardworking Americans. The outcome is skyrocketing energy costs and the end of our energy independence. This is not governance. This is pandering. Reckless spending and money printing has triggered record high inflation. This is not the leadership we deserve. The deliberate subversion of the presidency also extends to foreign and defense policy. President Biden's manipulators fueled a proxy war in Ukraine that risks drawing us into a catastrophic confrontation with nuclear-armed Russia. Their unqualified support for Israel's disproportionate actions in Gaza erodes our moral authority and credibility as a champion of peace and stability. These actions drained our defense resources and compromised our moral standing in the world. Sadly, President Biden's fragile mental state was laid bare for all to see in last night's debate. His responses were frequently incoherent. He appeared lost, even confused, struggling to complete basic thoughts. It was heartbreaking, a spectacle that confirmed our worst fears about his deteriorating capacity. No individual whose mental health is compromised should be allowed to continue in the most demanding job on earth. Americans, we find ourselves at a critical juncture in our nation's journey. In the private sector or in matters of estate planning, the validity of signatures made under such circumstances would be challenged and invalidated in a court of law. How can we accept crucial national decisions being made under these conditions? The American people deserve better. It is time to ask, who truly governs this country? Is it we, the people, as our founders intended, or have we surrendered control to unelected bureaucrats? Sprawling federal agencies and affluent donors who do not have the best interests of ordinary Americans at heart. To secure the blessings of liberty for this generation and those to come, we must reclaim the rightful sovereignty of the American people over a dysfunctional and unresponsive political establishment. We cannot tolerate more aimless, self-defeating leadership and unaccountable governance. We confront existential threats at home, and the Biden administration is cultivating hatred and hostility to the United States abroad. President Biden should retire with grace and dignity and not be cruelly exploited in the twilight of his life. To say it's a national shame is an understatement. This travesty should end immediately. It is now obvious that the governing power to determine our nation's destiny lies in unelected hands. Americans must raise their voices in opposition to this administration. The power belongs to the American people. We must signal our discontent with policies we did not vote for. Open borders, wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, soaring inflation, uncontrolled immigration, and demand the right to register our indignation at the ballot box. In view of the questionable legitimacy of the many executive orders issued under President Biden's signature, Americans should consider holding the presidential election early. It's time for Americans to demand a new government that is legitimate, one that is devoted to peace abroad and prosperity at home. It is a time for unity, a time to go forward and begin the next chapter of the most remarkable story ever told, the story of the United States of America. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and may God bless these United States.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's Tuesday, July 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. What to discuss today? Of course, the decision by the Supreme Court that we reported live yesterday caused the Democrats to go absolutely insane, but they were insane already, so business as usual, I guess. We could have told you that this was going to be the response. In fact, I'm sure we did, because they've been doing the same thing forever. When the Supreme Court decides something that's in their favor, then it becomes unquestionable American character. Roe versus Wade was still on the books. It was a part of who we were, a part of our very DNA. Undeniable. As American as the Statue of Liberty and apple pie. But then when the Supreme Court decides against them, they are a dangerous group of conspiracy theorists, extremists, and they must be removed at all cost. It's all very, very predictable and annoying. These people are just annoying, and we'll get into the fallout and the responses and the insanity and the chaos that these people can't help but spread like a plague. They're like a plague, these people. We'll get into that. In fact, let's just get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. House GOP sues AG Garland for Biden's special counsel interview audio, which is another thing they're trying, I guess. This is kind of strange. On Friday, we heard Ana Paulina Luna, representative, was putting out an arrest warrant for A.G. Garland for his contempt of Congress and refusal to hand over the audio. But now they're suing him, I guess. So I guess that didn't pan out, did it? The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee on Monday sued Attorney General Merrick Garland to force the release of audio tapes for President Biden's interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur in his classified documents case. Hur wrote in his report that Biden suffered repeated memory lapses during the interview. Republicans are eager to get into the public view, amid renewed concerns about the president's age. Hur wrote in his report released in February that Biden would present to a jury sympathetically as an elderly man with poor memory. That was part of his stated reasoning for not prosecuting the president for his handling of classified documents as vice president. In a 56-page filing, congressional attorneys wrote that Biden's assertion of executive privilege in May to shield the audio from his interview was frivolous. The Justice Department turned over transcripts of the interview but declined to give Congress the recordings, which the attorneys say are better evidence of what occurred in the interview. House Republicans voted to hold Garland in contempt of Congress last month for refusing to comply with Congress's subpoena for the audio. The Justice Department quickly said it would not prosecute Garland for contempt, arguing his refusal to turn over the audio does not constitute a crime. Some House Republicans are now pushing a long-shot measure that would direct the House Sergeant-at-Arms to arrest and detain Garland. And, you know, literally for the sake of our government, this has to happen. It has to happen. Our government's entire structure is built on the concept of checks and balances and co-equal branches of government, and the Congress being equal to, not subservient to, the executive branch, and the Supreme Court offering a counterweight there as well. Everything that's happening right now in politics is about the destruction of that system, that trifecta. And the executive branch is operating with complete impunity and not answering to the people's representatives in Congress. Now, I didn't vote for Merrick Garland. You didn't vote. Nobody voted for Merrick Garland. The way that we're supposed to hold him in check and hold him accountable for his actions is through oversight by Congress. If they aren't allowing Congress to have oversight, then that is breaking the entire system. And Congress has to exert its authority, or else it doesn't have that authority anymore. So Merrick Garland has to be arrested. Like, this has to happen. It's not up for debate. It's got to happen. Like, it's just for the sake of Congress having any power at all, he has to be arrested by Congress. Like, this just, it's the only way. It's the only thing that can happen, or impeached, or whatever other, you know, process they have. But for him to get away with this represents the literal destruction of our governmental system. So that can't be allowed to continue. Meanwhile, Biden seeks to reassure U.S. allies after Biden's debate performance. And this is something we haven't focused on very much. But the fact is that the debate performance has reverberations far beyond American politics. We've been talking quite a bit about what condition the debate performance puts the Democrats in, and how it represents how the media has been lying to you for years. All of that's very important. It's also important to understand that people around the world saw this and are now asking questions. The Secretary of State joined a coterie of administration voices expressing confidence in Biden, the strength of NATO. So now our foreign allies know that not only is the commander-in-chief a bumbling, incompetent, brainless moron, but they know that his administration are just chock full of liars as well. Good. Great. They're like, actually, we are very confident in Biden. And like everybody else is like, are you sure? Because we saw the debate. You have confidence in him? Okay. Great. Carry out the operation. These people are stupid. I mean, what, you know, it's just, this is pathetic. Dangerous, actually, to telegraph our weakness like this. The United States chief diplomat defended President Joe Biden's standing on the world stage on Monday, saying that his shaky performance at last week's debate does not erase 3.5 years of diplomatic achievements, and the U.S. president is very much fit to lead. Well, I mean, take a look at the 3 years of diplomatic achievements. I mean, you can, I'm sure there's like at least one. There's got to be at least one diplomatic achievement in 3 years, right? I mean, sure, the Middle East is just collapsing into outright war as the outpost of Western authority, Israel, is just lashing out at all of its neighbors in a suicidal attempt to eradicate the Palestinians. Sure, Afghanistan was a debacle of historic proportions. Sure, everything is collapsing everywhere, but, you know, call them achievements. No, call those achievements, I guess. I'm legitimately trying to think of one, and I just can't. Crew, can you help me out? What are his diplomatic achievements? Has there been one? I really want to know. We can't think of any. Maybe he provides some. Hold on. If you look at surveys around the world, and for what they're worth, you see again and again and again, the confidence in American leadership has gone up dramatically over the last 3.5 years. Well, that's because the people that are currently driving America into the ground are the same people that are driving Europe into the ground. They were scared of Donald Trump, and they like Biden because they're all a part of the same globalist morons. He ate a lot of ice cream. Okay, the crew is telling me that he ate a lot of ice cream. We're tagging that up as a diplomatic achievement.
You know, one thing I do want to talk about, to your last point is just how the people behind him, right? Because this is a pattern. You look at Joe right now and we think it's kind of cruel. In my mind, it's kind of ironic, right? And I'll get to that in just one second, but it is a pattern of behavior. If you look at Hillary Clinton, in the 2016 election, her getting thrown into that van like a
sack
side
of potatoes.
Beef. Right. Yep. Yeah. No, she was totally compromised. Like, she was not, you know, under her own control, like her own faculties or whatever.
Literally. But no, she's literally being bodily thrown into a van.
The deep state, everything that she embodied was willing to put her up and put her on the table, right? Because they knew that they could control her.
Yeah.
They just needed her to get into the position of power to be granted the one ring.
Yep.
And then, you know, then they can take it from there.
Yeah.
But
100%.
It's a pattern. And you know, the thing that's really sick about it is that, you know, the whole thing with zombies, right? And this is kind of metaphorical here, but Ramiro's original zombie is very consumerist. It was a
commentary on materialism.
It is so deeply ironic that we've got this stumbling Joe, right? This CIA deep state zombie wandering around the White House, right? That's what we have.
Sucking
a
blood.
A child sniffing zombie on a literal cocktail of God knows, like literally the finest drugs humankind can procure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just going through this guy. He's coursing
some
through
horse tranquilizers, whatever he's got going on him. Yeah, and, no, it's utterly pathetic. And I guess in a way, it's gotta be disconcerting for allies or whatever. But, you know, Putin talked about this in his interview with Tucker, how he would make agreements with the American president and then the president would come back and go, Oh, actually, I'm being told we can't do that. Actually, I'm being told that we have to keep you at arm's length because, you know, we're going to want to use you as an enemy to create, you know, wars against later. We can't cooperate. I'd love to cooperate as the president, but, you know, I'm being told no. So, I mean, it's been decades that the president has been, you know, largely a figurehead. And that's what changed with Donald Trump, is that he actually asserted his authority and wanted to work for the American people. And that's why they hate him. I love, even in this political article, like, they can't, I don't know, you expect them to like list off so-called achievements, but they don't even do that. They don't even have those. I mean, it's really pathetic. When they do list things, it's the disasters. While global flashpoints came up in the debate, from the war in Ukraine to the American withdrawal in Afghanistan, there was little actual discussion of policy. Trump only shrugged when asked about his commitment to NATO. That's not even true. Why do they do this? Why do they say things that just everybody knows to be false? Who are they trying to trick here? Trump didn't just shrug when they brought up NATO. He bragged about the fact that he actually got NATO countries to fulfill their obligations and take some of the weight off America's shoulders. He talked about how America was supporting NATO 100%, but by, you know, threatening to withdraw support, he got Germany and others to actually fulfill their obligations as required to in the NATO alliance. That's what he said. He didn't just shrug. But they can't help themselves. I really think these people might not be able to help themselves. It's really pathetic. During the event, Blinken was asked about the future of transatlantic alliance after France's far-right national rally earned a decisive victory in the first round of voting of the country's parliamentary election. Marine Le Pen, who leads the far-right alliance, previously vowed to take France out of NATO's military wing if elected president, though her party has softened its stance on NATO in more recent years. Without specifically discussing France, Blinken insisted he was not worried about the future of the transatlantic alliance. He's just like, don't worry, we'll just, you know, rig that election like we rigged this one. Don't worry, democracy's not going to get in our way. Meanwhile, Israel risking disastrous war against Hezbollah for political reasons, says former U.S. official. Harrison Mann, military expert who quit over Gaza, says ruinous war in Lebanon would pull U.S. into regional conflict. Israel risks going to war against Hezbollah to ensure Benjamin Netanyahu's political survival, but it would be a miscalculation that could lead to mass civilian deaths in both Lebanon and Israel, a former U.S. military intelligence analyst has warned. He was a major in the Defense Intelligence Agency who left the military last month over U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza, and he told The Guardian that such a disastrous new war would pull the U.S. into a regional conflict. Despite an announcement in June by by the IDF that planning for a Lebanon offensive had been completed, and increasingly bellicose rhetoric from Israeli politicians. U.S. officials have been saying privately that Netanyahu's government is aware of how dangerous a war with Hezbollah would be and is not seeking a fight. But of course they are, and we told you last week, and I'll reiterate now, it'll happen in August. I think it'll happen in August, or at the earliest in late July, but they're definitely gearing up for a war with Lebanon. And I wonder if they won't have some major event, a la October 7th, to justify what at this point would be a largely unprovoked and brutal invasion. But we'll get back to Israel a little bit later, because that is, well, there's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on. So it's like, this next story. In our Daily Dispatch, Walgreens to shutter over 2,000 U.S. stores due to inflation. Don't you love how our stories from the Daily Dispatch are Biden being just totally incompetent and yet having the full confidence of his administration? The administration pointing out what a powerful and successful leader he's been. And then the rest of the stories are just a litany of his failures. Economic failures, geopolitical failures, tyranny and lawlessness within his own government as A.G. Garland ignores lawful orders from the Congress. I mean, it's not funny, but disturbing. It's disturbing how either out of touch or blatantly dishonest these people are. Walgreens shut over 2,000 U.S. stores due to inflation, the inflation that we're told doesn't exist and is Trump's fault. Walgreens will be closing 2,000 stores in the U.S. after it has been hit by inflation and customers cutting down on spending habits. The pharmacy and convenience store chain is looking to turn around its business. CEO Tim Wentworth said during a Thursday earning call, the current pharmacy model is not sustainable. Only about 75% of the company's stores amount for 100% of the company's adjusted operating income. In turn, a quarter of its 8,600 stores will be facing closure over the next few years or so. It would result in about 2,150 stores closing their doors, per CBS News. And of course, I imagine that the legalizing of shoplifting probably has a thing or two to do with this. And finally, we have this. Trump moves to overturn NYC trial conviction, cites SCOTUS immunity decision. Donald J. Trump began an effort on Monday to throw out his recent criminal conviction in Manhattan and postpone his upcoming sentencing, citing the new Supreme Court ruling that granted him broad immunity from prosecution for official actions that he took as president, according to a New York Times report that cited a source with knowledge of the matter. So the Supreme Court decisions are creating a large portion of today's news and the fallout to it. And not just in the legal world, but apparently the Democrats have decided that the Supreme Court decision has allowed them to go full mask off and call for the assassination of Donald Trump rather openly. And it is, again, predictable. These people are psychopaths. And if they did have the ability or the supposed legal right to assassinate Trump or put us all in camps, they absolutely would do so. And it's not even really a question. So that's your Daily Dispatch. Of course, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. New sale began yesterday. The Spirit of 1776 Super Sale is on at InfoWarsStore.com. You're getting up to 60% off our top-selling products, including many of our just blockbuster supplements like Bod Ease, Vaso Beats, DNA Force, Nitric Boost, and so much more. Spirit of 1776 Super Sale now on at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're going to talk about Israel, Gaza, the war in Lebanon, and the insanity there. We have a lot of headlines to go to, but first I want to go to a short video by Ben Swan breaking this down. And let me know, guys, if you have that. I put it in the folder here. Let me find it exactly. Even the New York Times has reported that thousands of soldiers were less than 40 minutes from the towns that were under attack on October 7th. Here is Ben Swan reporting on the seeming failure or purposeful and willful negligence of the IDF on October 7th. Let's watch.
Even the New York Times is reporting, quote, thousands of soldiers were less than 40 minutes from the towns that were under attack. So why did it take so long for help to arrive? For example, Kibbutz Be'eri was under siege by Palestinian militants beginning around 6 a.m. That was the morning of October 7th. A video that Israeli media obtained from an army helicopter, corroborated by Israeli survivors, proves that there were more than 500 Israeli soldiers directly outside of the kibbutz entrance, fully armed with Humvees and tanks, but not until 4:30 in the afternoon. That's 10 hours after the attack began. It took 10 hours for those soldiers to show up, but it gets stranger because the first rescue mission wasn't actually underway at Kibbutz Be'eri, again, according to Israeli media, until almost 7 p.m. That's 13 hours after the attack began.
And that's just, of course, one of the many stories being exposed these days. InfoWars has this article. Israeli military investigation reveals many October 7th Israeli casualties were caused by IDF rather than Hamas. Have we reminded you today that we are tomorrow's news today, that we've been telling you this since October? Isn't it amazing that they're just now catching up? Israel has used the events of October 7th to justify a lengthy and very bloody war in Gaza that has caused the deaths of tens of thousands of civilians. On that date, Hamas terrorists entered southern Israel, where they reportedly killed more than 1,100 people and took 251 hostages. However, it turns out that some of the Israeli deaths on that day came not at the hands of Hamas, but instead as a result of friendly fire from the Israeli military. This is something that Hamas has been claiming for some time now, and many media reports were quickly dismissed as disinformation. Now, however, leaks from a report compiled by the Israeli military itself confirm that a lot of the October 7th casualties were the result of friendly fire. According to Israeli broadcaster Channel 12, a military investigation revealed that friendly fires led to the deaths and injury of an unspecified number of Israeli soldiers. In addition, IDF forces were deployed in a chaotic manner. Interesting how it was so chaotic after 10 hours. They don't even respond for 10 hours. Then when they do, it's chaotic and they kill their own people. Really incredible incompetence, or again, willful negligence in all of this. And we also are entering into realms of irony not previously plumbed, depths of absurdity not previously reached, in which it is both illegal to question the Israeli military's actions in Israel. Like in Israel, you can't question things they've said about October 7th, even though just about everything that's been reported about October 7th has been proven to be false. Decapitated babies, babies in ovens, massive rape being used as a weapon of war. Like, none of these things actually happened or occurred, and we've been telling you since the beginning that many of the deaths were caused by the IDF. So they don't respond for 10 hours. And then when they do, they kill their own people and then blame that on Hamas. It's called the Hannibal Doctrine, I think. Isn't that right? The Hannibal Doctrine. It's official Israeli military tactics to kill everybody in order to get the bad guys, whether that's, Palestinian women and children or their own soldiers. It's a cowardly and reprehensible program that they operate, and we're to blame at the end of the day because we allowed them to get away with it. More on the other side, folks. Stay with us.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. I was watching a YouTube video, sort of documentary thing yesterday, about the Zodiac Killer. I was talking about how people would get obsessed with this guy and they'd spend all day, you know, researching and trying to solve the case and trying to solve the ciphers that he left. And I was just thinking about, you know, in a way, what we do on this show is very similar, very analogous to like true crime blogs, true crime podcasts, things like that. Is what we're doing here is we're covering the crimes. It's just crimes that are done out in public and by the authorities. And it's very strange because it's like we're sitting here like a true crime podcast might do, talking about the actions of a serial killer. Only the serial killer is still out and we know who he is. And he just keeps getting away with it, and he just keeps killing more people. And we keep pointing it out, and then he keeps getting away with it. And it's like the best, I don't know, it's just the perfect illustration of how it feels to be doing this. day in and day out. That's like the chief of police is the serial killer. And we're just sitting here going, hey, it's Bob. Bob's the serial killer. And they're like, it can't be Bob. It couldn't possibly be Bob. No, Bob says that he was at the grocery store when the murder happened. And it's like we get the security camera from the grocery store and he's not there. And we can just disprove his claim immediately. And we're like, no, look, that's a lie. So people are like, well, maybe, but that's fine. It doesn't matter. Actually, he's still innocent. It's like, okay, but he lied about his whereabouts at the time of the murder and we proved that wrong. And they just don't care. And it keeps going. Or, you know, Bob has some grudge against somebody and is constantly talking about how he hates that person. And then all of a sudden, you know, that person ends up dead. Bob's standing there with the smoking gun, having shot him. And you're like, okay, we finally got him. Dead to rights. This is it. He said he was going to do the thing. He did the thing. He was like, I'm going to kill this guy. He killed the guy. We got him, right? But then the whole media uniformly goes, well, it was self-defense, actually. Actually, we're pretty sure that was self-defense. And you're a crazy conspiracy theory. Frankly, you're a dangerous extremist if you dare say that this was anything other than self-defense. And so we're just like pulling our hair out, going, no, there's a serial killer running around. We know exactly who he is. Why is the media covering for him constantly? Like, that's the thing. We're just watching these insane crimes, and they're worse than serial killers. I mean, maybe the best example is Israel. We're sitting here just going, hey, everything they're saying are lies, and they are just murdering tens of thousands of people. I mean, talk about serial killer. No, we're talking about tens of thousands of innocent people being murdered. And we're pointing it out, and we're going, this is crazy, this is wrong. And it's people going, well, it was self-defense. It's like, no, it's not. It's absolutely not. How many people do they have to kill? How many times is the serial killer just going to get away with it? It is completely insane. And can you imagine how frustrating it would be a true crime podcaster? Just every day you're making a new podcast, pointing out the obvious evidence, pointing out the lies. And everybody in the media is telling you you're crazy. And then it just happens again. The exact same people doing exactly the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. It's enough to make you feel crazy, which is why they gaslight you. It's all gaslighting. And I'm not even kidding. I mean, the headlines say this exact thing. IDF says murder is okay after statistics show Israel killed 75% of all journalists who died in 2023 while covering conflict zones. An investigation by The Guardian found that Israel's military considers media outlets affiliated with the resistance to its genocide in Gaza to be legitimate military targets. The so-called Gaza Project, an effort by France-based Forbidden Stories NGO to analyze the killing of journalists in Gaza by IDF, the investigation determined that at least 103 journalists have died in the Gaza Strip since October 7th. Roughly 30% of them worked for media outlets affiliated with Hamas. At least 23 of the dead journalists worked for Al-Aqsa, which is considered the largest Hamas-linked media outlet. According to Israel, Hamas-linked journalists are the equivalent of Hamas militants, so their lives must be ended. Yeah, like an insane serial killer. A senior Israeli army spokesperson commented that there's no difference between working for Hamas-linked media outlet and being a member of the Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. It's a shocking statement, a complete misunderstanding, or just a willful disregard for international law, said Adil Haq, a professor at Rutgers University in New Jersey, about Israel's callous disregard for human life. Israel's aggression towards opposition journalists is not something new. Since October 7th, it has been going on since at least 2019, when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signed an order designating the network as a terrorist organization. That's the Al-Aqsa offices. And their offices have been bombed before. Whenever Israel decides it does not like something and wants it destroyed, it simply brands its targets as terrorists. When women, children, and other innocents end up dying in large numbers, Israel simply uses the human shields excuse to disregard their lives as well. By painting Al-Aqsa with the broad brush of terrorism, Netanyahu created a blank check, to quote legal experts who looked into the declaration, for IDF militants to indiscriminately murder journalists affiliated with the network. Now, in any other situation, in any other conflict, anywhere else in the world, this would be, you know, horrifying and unique news. But in our case, it's just business as usual because, like I said, the world is run by serial killers and we're just here reporting on the crimes and begging the police to do something about it. But of course, the police in this case would be the people with the power to do something, and that would be the American political apparatus, which is completely in bed with, and in many cases, literally one and the same with the Israeli apparatus. So, the chief of police is the serial killer, and he's not going to get arrested anytime soon. Essentially, that's how it works. Or the serial killer has, you know, Jeffrey Epstein blackmail on the police captain. But again, returning to the story from InfoWars, in fact, I have it here. Military investigation, Israeli military investigation reveals many October 7th Israeli casualties were caused by IDF rather than Hamas. Reports indicate Israel enacted the Hannibal Directive. Israel has also been accused of directing soldiers to kill hostages instead of letting Hamas use them as bargaining chips in a practice known as the Hannibal Directive. And again, you know, we talked about this when it was the rescue mission, you know, remember we built that port? Hey, you guys remember that port that we built? Remember the big achievement of Biden's foreign policy?
The one that kept floating away?
Yeah, the one that's just like gone now. The one that just floated away and sank.
Oh, that pier.
Yeah, that one. That's the one. You know, the American military with $1 trillion at its disposal can't do something that...
No, after like a few weeks repair, like they got it back, like I'm working, and then like it goes down for routine maintenance every other day.
Yeah, no, it's just down. And they delivered a bunch of food to the IDF on the pier and then apparently used the pier to mount the hostage raid that it saved 5 hostages, but it killed 200. And just think about that in normal human terms. If this wasn't in a war, imagine you've got some bank robber that's got 5 people held hostage. And in response, the police free the 5 hostages by killing everybody on the block. They killed 200 people and then stand there with the 5 hostages going, this was a successful mission. We got the 5 hostages out. And they're just surrounded by piles of dead bodies. You know, if you just think about this in normal human like law and order terms, yeah, it's a bunch of serial killers. We're dealing with a bunch of serial killers here. And for some reason, even though we keep reporting on their murders and now they're going to murder more, that nothing has ever stopped them. And they just keep murdering.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. New transcripts from Jeffrey Epstein's 2008 trial that I want to get into a little bit later. We're also going to get into the just absolute madness that the Democrats have been reveling in since the SCOTUS decision has said that, yeah, actually the President of the United States has authority to do things that normal citizens can't do. Now, this is shocking to them, I guess. And they're flip-flopping between calling the Supreme Court illegitimate and using the Supreme Court as an excuse to call quite openly for the assassination of Donald Trump. We'll get into all of that and more ahead in the show. But I want to stick to what's going on in Israel right now because there's a lot. There's a lot happening. And again, you know, we used to spend a lot more time on the Israeli conflict. We haven't as much recently, but it's not because it's slowed down at all. It's not because there's not things happening. I mean, we talk occasionally about, you know, what they're planning next and the way that they're gearing up for a war with Hezbollah and the way that they know they can't win that war and the way that they're going to use that to bring in America. And, you know, we've tried to lay out the prospects of this conflict growing bigger and more insane, but the conflict in Gaza has been raging nonstop since October 7th. Every week there's new, just completely insane developments in that part of the world. And some of them are hard to even wrap your head around or to discuss with the seriousness it deserves. They're literally using, at this point in Gaza, quadcopter drones with guns mounted on them, like hunting down people fleeing the bombs that they're dropping. And we just think about this, you know, concrete hellish mess that is Gaza, the just acre upon acre of rubble. and literally kids and just innocent people like climbing out of the rubble of a bombed building only to see a quadcopter come around the corner, you know, mechanic robotically turn at them and start firing. And they're just like literally Obama plays and then people running from that area are being taken out by quadcopter drones with guns mounted on them. It's like a scene out of the Terminator or the Matrix. It's a new level of brutality and mechanized robotic genocide. It is horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. And this stuff is just going on day in and day out, day after day, night after night. And we hardly touch on it because there's so much else going on. But we'll just give you some updates here as to what exactly is happening. Again, we're covering a couple stories from InfoWars. Israeli military investigation reveals October 7th Israeli casualties were caused by IDF rather than Hamas. And yes, it's called the Hannibal Directive. The IDF's review, the one this article is about, seems to indicate that the so-called friendly fire incidents were more of a matter of incompetence than intentional killings. A separate investigation conducted by the Israeli media outlet Yonet found that Israel did direct troops to kill hostages. But whether it's, you know, incompetence or malice, whether it was an accident or willful murder, it both springs from the same source. It's an unwillingness to do what's necessary to fight in a way that avoids killing your own people or citizens. It's cowardice at the end of the day. It's like a severe cowardice. It's like instead of going in and setting mouse traps, you light your whole house on fire because you're just that scared of the mice. And then blaming the mice for the house being on fire. The Jerusalem Post noted, according to the report, the probe found will find numerous cases of friendly fire errors leading to tragic deaths. Groups of IDF soldiers who were too hesitant to confront Hamas invaders. As still others rush to fight without being formally summoned. The publication is just panic. It's panic and chaos and fright. Fearfulness. According to the report, the probe will find numerous cases of this happening, as still others rush to fight without formally being summoned. The publication also reported that some commanders struggled to manage complex battlefield situations involving hostages. That's one way to put it. Yes, we struggled to manage the complex battlefield organization. And you like just hear the interviews with the hostages, and they're like, we were there with the Hamas, and everything was fine until the tank blew up our building. It's like, it's hard to manage things. We got all these hostages in a building with Hamas, and then I ordered the tank to blow the building up. It's hard to manage this battlefield. Not really, actually. Israel has publicly denied using the Hannibal Directive, but there is some evidence indicating that Israeli forces fired on homes where they knew civilians were present, including one incident as Kibbutz Be'eri that led to the deaths of dozens of Israelis who were being held hostage by Palestinian Hamas gunmen. The full official report is expected to take a long-term view of not only October 7th, but the situation in Gaza dating back several years. In early August, a report on what took place in Israel the day before the attacks that includes specific warnings, actions, and failures to act will be published. It is expected to shed light on a significant intelligence failure on the part of a country that was once known for its impressive intelligence capabilities. Well, those intelligence capabilities are still there. They're still impressive. Which means maybe, just maybe, it was on purpose. Maybe it was by design. And one way of confirming that the Israeli government might do such a thing is that they're literally about to do it again. Israel risking disastrous war against Hezbollah for political reasons, says former U.S. official. Yes, they're about to start another conflict that will get many, many, many of their people killed, and they're going to do it anyway. And at this point, you've got members of the Israeli government, high up members, like I think it was Benny Gantz or whatever his name is, literally putting out statements begging Israelis not to leave the country. Being like, I know we're going to get you all killed. I know we're about to start a war with people whose rockets can reach your home and there's nothing we can do to stop it. and who have been systematically eliminating our defenses in the north for the last several months while we've been tied down with a bunch of terrorists in sandals popping out of Bugs Bunny tunnels down in Gaza. You know they've lost something like 500 tanks in Gaza? 500 military vehicles have been destroyed in Gaza. That's a lot. That's a lot, especially when you consider that each tank costs upwards of $1 million. So they're literally begging their people to stay. And the people of Israel are like, no, we were fine when you were just carpet bombing Gaza. But if you, you know, kick the hornet's nest that is Hezbollah, we're not staying around to get stung. But again, they're doing it anyway. And of course, they're changing their laws in that country to draft people that had previously been immune from the draft, the ultra-Orthodox in particular. So now they have yet another reason to perhaps flee Israel for their home countries. And again, even if y'all remember how, oh, they're kind-hearted. Okay. Don't you love it? Playing with little puppy in the burned out remnants of a hospital you just destroyed or wherever that is. Oh, wow. Very loving. Very loving people. Who was the guy that got killed by Saudi Arabia? There was a journalist. Khashoggi. Remember Khashoggi? Remember how we still have to hear about that guy? Remember how, you know, outrageous it is that a journalist would be killed just for doing his job? Well, what about the 103 journalists that have died in Gaza? Does anybody know any of their names? Have we heard anybody in America talk about them ever, even once? Like, they don't. The only thing, I guess, to say about this, Israel is attacking Khan Yunis, ordering an evacuation, new ground assault likely, patients flee Khan Yunis Hospital after fresh displacement orders. I'm frankly shocked there's still a hospital standing in Gaza, but I guess it won't be for long. I guess the point to come away with here is it's still happening. They're still just murdering tens of thousands of people. We're still reporting on it, and maybe this is one of those diplomatic successes that Anthony Blinken has bragged about Biden having, this utter failure.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In my 20s, I spent, almost 4 years on a Navy destroyer in the North Arabian Sea, Persian Gulf, Western Pacific, South China Sea. So in my 20s, I served my country on a Navy destroyer. And in my 70s, I'll serve my country in a federal prison. It doesn't make any difference. It won't change my life one whit. I don't have a big social agenda. I'm dedicated to this work of saving my country. And if I have to be a political prisoner, I'll be a political prisoner. Just a couple of things of what you said in the open. Remember, this is a misdemeanor. When we were in the federal courthouse, the guy that ran the federal courthouse said, and this is in D.C., he said, and I think he'd been there 30 or 40 years, he told one of my guys he had never remembered a misdemeanor ever being prosecuted. He says they're so backed up with felonies, and that's why three-quarters of the felonies get settled out of court. They just don't, there's no time. He said he's never seen a misdemeanor ever gone to trial, particularly immediately. They remember this, a criminal charge, not civil. You could charge somebody civilly. And like in Peter Navarro, my colleague and brother, he's down in a federal prison in Miami. I don't know if they've ever had a misdemeanor if someone there. And Peter's the same way. It's a misdemeanor. So they did this. Remember, President Trump invoked executive privilege, sent my lawyer a letter on advice of counsel. My lawyer told me flat out, executive privilege had been exerted. So you just stand down and, he would handle that. I don't hold grudges against which way people vote. I understand what's going on here as you do. I mean, this is an illegitimate regime of neo-Marxists, from the Justice Department to the FBI, the Wall Street crowd. You can see this everywhere in our society, the attacks on the family, and they play for keeps. And I'm so glad that in the Alex Joneses and the Tucker Carlsons, and particularly since you've had the opportunity to leave Fox, ourselves and so many others now understand that this is a war to the knife, right? We have to win this. If we don't win this, this country is going to devolve into some kind of neo-Marxist totalitarian regime, of which it's pretty far down the road right now. That's why I don't fear going to prison, right? I know it's going to take my voice off. The war is still going to go on, and I keep saying it's next man up. You can't lean on Trump. You can't lean on Tucker. You can't lean on Bannon. You can't lean on Alex Jones. This is a populist revolt. You have to step up and do it yourself. You have to dive in more. You have to do more media sharing, you know, become a force multiplier. So I'm pretty happy with where the show is right now, what the audience is going to do with the team that we've got, but it's clearly the playing Smash Mouth. And I just think we have to wake up, and the Jim Bankses of the world and the Jim Jordans and the Speaker Johnsons, you have to understand we're in a political war, in an information war, and you got to start fighting like you're in a war.
I mean, I have to say, and I'm not trying to rub it in or make you feel bad, but it's, if you just take three steps back, the fact that they're putting people in prison, men in their 70s, you and Navarro, but others, lots of others, people in prison for defying them politically, I mean, that is not the country that we grew up in. Do you ever sort of wonder where you are?
I think, like you, I've seen this coming for a couple of years. Yeah. You know, I was able to work with Andrew Breitbart when you started Daily Caller, Andrew started Breitbart. I think at the time we had an inkling when Obama said fundamentally transform the United States. I think we had an inkling with Holder and these guys. But it took really President Trump as kind of a someone, to people that could rally around, to understand that the managed decline of our country was more than just happy, you know, more than just a campaign slogan. It's real. And I think that's, you know, I keep saying Trump's win in 16 was providential, because I was there. We had a man, we had a mission, we had a plane, we had a message. We didn't have much. We didn't have a lot of money and not a lot of organization. And we kind of, that was divine providence we won. But I tell people it's also divine providence. It's providential that we lost in 20, that was stolen. And the reason was, you know, up until then, you kind of thought Democrats, and they had different ideas on taxes. They had different ideas maybe on certain social programs or education programs. But it's not true. They are literally a neo-Marxist revolutionary group that wants to fundamentally change this country. And now that they have the power of big tech, the lords of easy money, Hollywood, the universities, both high culture and low culture, and the political apparatus, they're gonna destroy the American.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hey, folks. Welcome back. There's just so much to talk about. I wonder if I shouldn't just read headlines for the rest of the show. After all, there's a big scandal about Volodymyr Zelensky's wife buying a million-dollar Bugatti. That's at least $1 million. Might be underselling it here. Actually, I think it was like $4.4 million, something like that. We can talk about the endless corruption as the people that are responsible for starting and continuing these wars are making bank off of it. I could spend the whole show on Israel. There's a big story from Middle East Eye yesterday lamenting the fact that people on the far right were also concerned about Palestinians. We could go into the psychology there and talk about some of the responses from some of the far-right accounts mentioned in that article, a deeply deceitful article that we can get into. There's also apparently been a peer-reviewed, well, it's in the process of being, I guess it has been peer-reviewed. It is a peer-reviewed study showing a 37% loss of life expectancy if you got a COVID shot. Critical analysis of all-cause deaths during COVID-19 vaccination in an Italian province seems to show, sorry, blew it up big there. Seems to show, yeah, a 37% rise in premature deaths, or a 37% loss of life expectancy after receiving the COVID vaccine. You know, it's maybe I can reform my metaphor that I'm using today. And instead of just talking about one serial killer, we're talking about a whole bevy, a whole collection, a whole giant array of serial killers all operating in different markets, you could say. But they're all mass murderers, and yet we keep reporting on their crimes and they just keep getting away with them. It's crazy. It is totally crazy, but that's the case. So whether it's Ukraine or Israel or the Western world and the COVID vaccines, it's just murder after murder after murder. And that's not even getting into things like the illegal immigration scam and the huge amount of death and destruction that is bringing to America and Western Europe. It just goes on and on. And that's not even getting to the main story today, which is the absolute just hair on fire insanity from the left after the latest ruling from the Supreme Court. AP News puts it this way. After Supreme Court immunity ruling, Biden draws sharp contrast with Trump. President Joe Biden warned Monday that a Supreme Court ruling granting presidents broad immunity from prosecution would make an unchecked Republican Donald Trump more emboldened to do whatever he wants if he regains the White House in November's election. Yes, there. I mean, it's all they have. It is all they have. Fear-mongering about Donald Trump potentially doing something bad while they openly do the very things they accuse Trump of wanting to do. Biden, under intense pressure after his disastrous debate performance against Trump last week, urged Americans to think carefully about their election decision and signaled he had no intention of dropping out of the race. Criticizing the decision by the court's conservative majority, which all but guarantees Trump will not face trial in Washington ahead of the November election over his actions during the violent riot of January 6, 2021, Biden said it now fell to the American people to do what the courts should have been willing to do but will not. Which is like kind of an admission, actually. If you think about it, they're like, we tried to stop Trump from becoming president through the courts, but we failed because what we were doing isn't legal. So now you have to stop him by voting against him. Yes, we tried to be tyrants. We tried to use lawfare to unfairly stop Donald Trump from becoming president despite his overwhelming popularity. And now it's up to you to do our dirty work for us. It really is wild. It really is wild. And we have some videos to illustrate exactly how wild this is. First, we'll go to Representative Zoe Lofgren. Zoe Lofgren. And she says what we're seeing people all across the leftist media landscape say, which is essentially, well, the Supreme Court says that the presidents have some immunity to actions carried out under their official auspices, and they get immunity from that. And to the liberal, demented mind, this means that presidents can do whatever they want, whenever they want, to whoever they want. And so, therefore, let's kill Donald Trump. That's like practically a quote from these people. Which it's like, you just can't live with these people. Like, we can't coexist with these people. They don't understand morality. They literally don't understand, like, doing something because it's right or limiting yourself by your own conscience rather than being legally required to limit something. There's an example of this I reposted a couple weeks ago on X because who was it? It was some leftist guy. I wish I could remember exactly what it was, but regardless, he was asked about something being right or wrong, and his answer was whether something was legal or illegal. And you have to understand, that's how these people view the world. It's like, if it's legal, then it's right and good, and if it's illegal, then it's wrong and not to be questioned. They actually don't have the ability to police themselves. They actually don't have the conscious humanity to have liberty. Do you understand what I mean? Like, liberty means that you have to be responsible. Liberty is an obligation. You can go out and do whatever you want. And in order to maintain that freedom, you have to not do things that hurt other people or give you an unfair advantage or some other thing that would then make it necessary to put laws into place. And this is sort of a mindset or a philosophy that pervades so many stories that we cover. We have, you know, obviously the Walgreens shuttering 2,000 stores. That's one way to deal with the shoplifting phenomenon. We got a video from the convenience store organization of America about how they're now implementing biometric, like face scan, social credit score type stuff because shoplifting is just that bad. And if you can't be trusted to be able to walk through an aisle, pick up your food and then go pay for it, then we can't have that anymore, I guess. And if the liberals can't be, you know, granted the powers of government without exerting them to the nth degree and doing whatever is technically legal, and even then, you know, warping what that even means to do things that aren't technically legal, but can rhetorically be defended in that way. We can't exist with these people and have a civilization that's free. That's basically what it comes down to, is that for some reason, these people need laws to govern all of their actions and decisions and thoughts. And if they don't have some ultimate authority dictating for them what's right and wrong, they really can't tell for themselves. And they really can't be trusted to mitigate their own actions, to, you know, do things that are right, even though, you know, might diminish their power in some regard. They are just, they're bloodthirsty, power hungry, hugely corrupt. I mean, it just goes on and on. In fact, there was a good sort of mini article on this. It was a post by Kim.com, who had a very great interview with Alex last week. And I think he lays it out fairly well and comprehensively on X. He says this: "The worst is yet to come. The Democrats conspired with the deep state to rule America forever. They implemented a totalitarian system of mass surveillance, censorship, and propaganda for that reason. They made deals with the owners of big tech to safeguard their monopolies in exchange for integration into the surveillance and censorship state. They control the media and most online channels. They want to disarm the citizens, ban independent crypto, and install a state-controlled blockchain with the social credit score system to keep the public under control. You won't have any means to pay for anything if you disobey." Yeah, it's like the mark of the beast. "They imported millions of new voters through an open border and propped up the LGBTQ movement to stay in power. 86% of LGBTQ vote Dems, and close to 100% of legalized immigrants will vote for the party that pays and protects them and not for the party that wants to deport them. The Democrats want absolute power. They will execute this plan by all means. If they fail, they will face serious consequences. They fear Trump and his revenge. But most of all, they fear the American people when the inevitable economic collapse arrives. The elites, their puppet politicians, and the media propagandists will be paying with their blood for ruining the United States. Living the rest of their days in a five-star nuclear bunker and blaming Putin for the end of the world might be the best of their options. The worst is yet to come." It is. And again, it's not even necessarily that you've got, you know, these tyrants on top. It's the fact that we're getting the worst of all worlds. You at least expect a tyranny to do something positive for its own people to stay in power. Like, you expect maybe the trade-off is like, all right, in one case you have authoritarianism and totalitarianism and a tyranny, but in exchange you get safety and security because, you know, your government is brutal and, you know, eliminates criminals in a extrajudicial sort of way. Just something, you know, you would expect some sort of trade-off there where, yeah, you have to live in tyranny, but hey, at least criminals aren't running around, right? At least you can walk down the street safely. Or you have sort of the trade-off of, hey, you're free. You have liberty. You can do whatever you want. But it's a little chaotic out there. It's a little bit crazy. It's a little bit dangerous. That's because there's no authority, oversight, you know, managing everything, micromanaging every aspect of your life. And that's a trade-off I'd be willing to make. Right now we're getting the worst of both worlds and none of the benefits of anything, right? We live in a totalitarian construct. We live in a de facto tyranny by the combination and alliance of mainstream media, big tech, deep state, CIA, Democratic Party. I mean, all these things form a totalitarian structure of incredible tyranny. And yet our streets are still incredibly unsafe and getting less safe daily. And yet chaos reigns continuously to keep us in a state of fear and abject helplessness. And it's in a way, it's sort of brilliant on their part, because they leave you with no alternative. by encouraging this, by failing to uphold their end of the bargain, the government. We give them power, we give them authority, we vote for them and certify them as having this, these superpowers. They get to do a lot of stuff that, you know, regular citizens don't do because they, you know, the thought is that they use that authority and response and capabilities responsibly and in a way that benefits the American people. They have broken that agreement. And so now we're left with sort of the necessity of putting extreme restrictions into place. So because they don't arrest shoplifters, you have to have a social credit score now. Because they refuse to protect you, you have to, well, we'll go the way of South Africa. We'll have to live in homes that are surrounded by giant walls and covered in barbed wire and have huge alarm systems and attack dogs. You know, we'll have to live in a prison because we refuse to imprison the criminals. And this is just happening at an increasing rate and in a variety of different manifestations. We'll go to a clip now. I'm not sure if I, maybe I didn't put it in there. I'll put it in now. Tulsa, Oklahoma is one of the markets where this is being rolled out. It is essentially a social credit score because the shoplifting is out of control. Because if you can't be trusted, then we can't have nice things. A video actually went viral yesterday. I'll pull that one in too, but I didn't drag it in today. But I'm sure lots of people saw it, and I'm sure the crew can pull it up, and we don't need the audio from it. We can just play it as B-roll. It's a woman who puts out a collection of like snacks and things for delivery drivers. Because wherever this took place, it's like really hot. She's concerned. Delivery drivers run around all day in the heat. Might not have prepared. So she leaves out a bunch of really nice things, like some snacks and some Gatorade bottles. And it's a Ring doorbell footage of this Amazon delivery driver. Yeah, here it is. This Amazon delivery driver sort of seeing the stuff. Taking a few things, and then taking a few more things, and then taking a few more things. Then he takes those things back to his van and comes back for more. Taking a little bit of everything. And like, how many times have I said, liberty is like an unguarded cookie jar. Liberty is the ability to be introduced to an opportunity to do something bad. And not taking that opportunity. But when these are the types of people that we live around, you can't have nice things. You can't have unguarded things. You can't have liberty or freedom with these types of people and their moral constructs dictating their behavior. Doing a nice thing, offering little snacks for the delivery drivers. Want you to stay safe. Want you to stay healthy. You're our neighbor and we love you. And they're just like, great, an opportunity to steal. So he's taking multiple tissue packs, the prime drink, Gatorade, Cheez-Its, Oreo pack. He took another Gatorade, one of the Body Armor waters, a Pringle. He took the hand sanitizer that was supposed to stay there. That's fine. Just take it all. Yeah, it's like the videos of the Halloween, you know, people leaving out bowls of Halloween candy. Just take one. And people just like dumping the bowl into the bag, being like, you're such a sucker. No, you're the sucker. You're destroying everything. You're destroying everything. This is what's destroying our country at the end of the day. It's not the tyranny necessarily. It's the people. It's us. And it's this like dog eat dog world. And again, we've talked about it so much, but it sort of ties into everything. It's this idea of like to do the right thing in the modern world is to be a sucker. To have vulnerabilities is to become a victim. To trust people makes you an idiot. I don't want to live in a world like this, but this is the world they're creating for us. And again, it's like you don't have a choice. We've talked about it before, the, woman just bringing it back to the serial killer genre. The woman saying, I don't want to live in a world where I have to lock my door at night. And that night she's, you know, killed by the Golden State killer. They don't leave you with an option when they set up this paradigm. You can't just ignore the threats. You have to actually change your behavior. You have to be less trusting. You have to be less generous, because you're just going to get taken advantage of. So they're making it impossible to be a good person. Like, that's what it comes down to. If you're a good person, you'll be destroyed. If you are a vindictive, vicious, greedy, jealous person, you'll succeed in this world that they're creating. And that's really what lies at the heart of it. Let's go down to this video about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the convenience stores implementing their own little mini social credit scores because, I guess, arresting shoplifters is too hard. Let's watch.
The National Association of Convenience Stores, that includes Quick Trip, says the amount of money lost per month per store to theft has more than doubled since 2020. QT has put locks on its beer coolers, and people have to scan their ID before the doors will open. Some stores have been restructured to make it harder for people to steal, and the registers have been moved to the middle of the store so employees can better see their surroundings. QT also hires armed security.
Every business in Tulsa experiencing a number of challenges as it relates to homelessness and substance abuse, folks that are suffering from mental health crisis.
QT has also donated $8 million this year to various nonprofits like the Tulsa Day Center.
We want to be very intentional with the dollars that we're investing, and I would say that we're targeting really organizations that are focused primarily on treatment-first solutions.
QT says it partners with law enforcement and prosecutors to go after repeat offenders.
We want to get folks that need help, and the ones that are going to continue to commit crimes need to be faced with, you know, the necessary and appropriate consequences.
So that's one way to deal with shoplifting. I guess you got multiple ways of dealing with shoplifting. You can either just not have stores anymore, and that's what's happening with Walgreens, is they're shuttering a quarter of their stores across the country. God knows how many jobs, high paying jobs too. Being a pharmacist or a pharmacist assistant, really, really good job. Really sweet job to have these days. Not going to have those. They're going to go away by the tens of thousands as they shutter 2,000 stores with probably, you know, 20 employees each. Or you can, you know, go full dystopian prison state, like we just saw there, the QT is doing, scan your ID, rearrange the entire store to try to prevent shoplifting, partner with the police to have armed guards standing everywhere. That's the other option. Or you can just put the shoplifters in prison. For some reason, that's not the option we're choosing. For some reason, the only options that people in America are choosing are those first two. Either live in a police state or just don't have nice things anymore. Where that third option is perfectly viable, perfectly achievable, punishing the criminals so that the innocent people can enjoy their liberty. That's not the world that we live in. And of course, I started this segment by talking about the way the Democrats have taken the Supreme Court ruling as an excuse to call for the assassination of Donald Trump, because it's all part of the same psychological paradigm. If you don't stop me, I guess I get to do this. If you let me screw you over, it's your fault that you're being screwed over. And if you give authority to the government on the basis of them using that authority to protect the American people, well, they can just use that authority and not protect the American people, because you didn't stop them from doing that. Liberty is an unguarded cookie jar, and all of our cookie jars are gone.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. by, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
The power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To put it succinctly, I don't know if the modern American people can handle liberty. I don't know if they're equipped for it. If you think about what that means, it means that they're incapable of exercising authority over one person themselves. And yet these people are working towards demanding, and in many cases achieving, total authority over everyone. They can't handle, you know, making the right decision for one person. But they want the authority to make every decision for everybody. And essentially what it comes down to. Zero Hedge has this article. Democrats hint at assassination in response to Supreme Court immunity decision. I don't even think they're hinting. No, they're outright saying it, actually. Nobody likes to lose, but leftists take indignant defeat to a whole new level. Though they claim to, quote, defend democracy in their spare time, Democrats also have a tendency to abandon the democratic process when that process interferes with their intentions to remain in power. And that's an important point. We've made it over and over again. And we've seen it with things like referendum in Europe. And it's just the construct of, you know, our so-called democracy. If the people want what the people in power, if the people in power can convince the populace to go along with their scheme, then it's democracy. It's by popular demand. They have a mandate to do this thing. If people disagree with what the people in power want, then, you know, they're far right extremists and in danger to democracy and have to be overridden or destroyed. Or they, you know, will ignore the results of the electoral process and why don't you try again? Why don't you try again and get the right answer this time? And they've done this over and over. You know, Brexit is a fine example. The powers that be didn't want Brexit. The people voted for it. And it just kind of never has, but a little bit happened, but kind of not, and not really. And the whole reason for the Brexit vote was because of the EU's demands on immigration. That was like the point of it. It was basically a referendum saying, do we want to stay in the EU and therefore receive millions of foreigners on our shores? Or do we want to break away from the EU and be able to set our own immigration policy and reject these people? That's what it really all came down to. The people of Britain spoke. They had a long and contentious run-up to the vote. The vote happened. The people of England voted to break away from the EU and reject their immigration demands, and now they're getting more people than ever before. When the process interferes with their plans, they are eager to destroy it. The Supreme Court's recent decision to give immunity from prosecution to Donald Trump in the case of some official acts taken during his tenure in office is a case in point. Leftists have responded with outrage that the 6-3 decision, with much of their political hopes resting on the strategy of burying Trump in as many legal battles as possible to keep him from running for president again. Democrats are now flooding social media and the news feeds with suggestions that the Supreme Court decision makes it possible for Joe Biden as president to eliminate the conservative competition as part of his official duties. Libs of TikTok posted this video from Representative Zoe Lofgren. We have that and can go to it now. Here is elected Representative Zoe Lofgren, not hinting at, but quite blatantly saying that they're going to take this decision and interpret it as an excuse to send the military after the Supreme Court. I don't think they won't do it. I mean, my God, you talk about it. They're calling us MAGA extremists. This is an elected representative being like, maybe Biden should kill Clarence Thomas. Literally, I mean, this is what she's saying. Let's go to it.
President Biden, acting within the scope of his official duties, could dispatch the military to take out the conservative justices on the court, and he'd be immune.
Oh, really? Is that what that means? Is that what that means? You see what I'm saying? Like, these people, they're like dangerous children. They're like extremely extremist children, where if you don't tell them exactly what they're allowed and not allowed to do, they will take any liberty you give them to try to hurt you, basically. Harry J. Sisson, according to the Supreme Court, Biden could now send in SEAL Team 6 to take them all out. He could send in the military to take out Trump. He has immunity for official acts now. Like, do you understand? Do you understand that these people cannot be trusted with responsibility? They can't be given authority over anybody ever. They are dangerous. Leftists are openly calling for Trump to be assassinated after the SCOTUS ruling on immunity today. Believe them when they tell you who they are. Again, from Libs of TikTok. The tools for legally punishing presidents already exist, including impeachments and charges of treason. And keep in mind, if Trump does not have immunity for previous actions as president, then neither does any other president. How many skeletons are in the closet of men like Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, or Barack Obama? Beyond this, assassination of a political opponent or the conservative members of the Supreme Court is not recognized as an official duty of the presidency. Democrats, as usual, take their conclusions to the dramatic extreme in order to provoke public fear through emotionally energized disinformation. And that's the thing. I get that they want to do that. I get that they do that. Can the American people not see this? Can they not recognize that that's what's happening? It's only possible through literally decades of concerted effort to weaken the minds of the American people, to keep us so like strung out and fearful and scared. Like, everybody's just running around like little lemmings. I don't even know what to say, because it's like, on one hand, they've got the American people primed to be like these scared little mice, just desperate for somebody to save them from the big bad threat of Trump's tyranny. Which, again, it's like I can understand half of all this stuff. I can understand why you'd be scared of tyranny and be fearful of that. I get that. I can also understand how you would want to, if you have the supreme power in the country and your party is running the government, I can understand the inclination to go, hey, let's use this power to destroy our enemies. Both of these things make sense independently. Together, it's utter nonsense. How are these people so utterly just scared out of their minds of the threat of tyranny while simultaneously calling for the president to assassinate the Supreme Court justices for opposing him? This is what I don't understand. It's the cognitive dissonance that I can't wrap my mind around. Like, I don't agree with either one of these things, but on their own, I can comprehend them. I can understand them in an intellectual way. But how they've gotten the American people to be both deathly afraid of tyranny and simultaneously cheering for that actual tyranny, it's 1984. It's doublethink. It's like almost requires supernatural intervention, because I don't understand how this can happen on a human level. Like, we really have articles being like, actually, the assassination of a political opponent or assassinating conservative members of the Supreme Court is not actually an official duty of the president. We have to write this in an article? We have to tell people that no, the president can't assassinate his opponents? Just because the Supreme Court disagreed with their blatant political persecution of Donald Trump? I mean, talk about like being between a rock and a hard place, or like out of the frying pan into the fire. It's like, you either let us abuse the law to destroy your presidential candidate's campaign, or we're just going to kill him.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Thanks to everyone who supports ordinary Ukrainians. But today, we, all Ukrainian journalists, would like to ask you for your attention, not your money. Do you know why MSC, a leading container shipping company, doesn't do business in Ukraine? Why Ukrainians don't want to fight? Because your aid doesn't reach ordinary people. The Ukrainian politicians use war to steal it. Just look at cars with Ukrainian number plates in Monaco. And this is Ukraine. People fight over a pair of sneakers in a thrift shop. Alongside my colleagues from Radio Svoboda, Nashi Groshi, Sheme, and other media, I'm doing my best to help the ordinary people of Ukraine. But fighting this corrupt system is an uphill battle. This week, the U.S. announced another $150 million aid package to Ukraine. Does it sound like a lot to you? For the Ukrainian government, It doesn't. We'd like to tell you about several corruption scandals that prove embezzlement of $60 billion. $60 billion, which is equal to the most recent large aid package. Want to know more? So, $5.5 billion oligarch Коломойський has stolen. The co-founder of a Ukrainian state-run bank was a long-time partner and friend of Mr. Zelensky. He's under U.S. sanctions now and is currently in prison. According to the Panama Papers report, $41 million of this money was transferred to Mr. Zelensky's accounts. So why is there no investigation into Mr. Zelensky's theft of Ukrainian people's money? $1 billion the Minister of Defense Reznikov has stolen. He moved this money to rogue firms on the first day of the war. We published more than one investigation on the topic, but he's still walking the streets.
And here they were stealing billions. And that's okay. During the war, while people are dying, and that's what tears me apart.
Is this a lot? Timber trade alone by the Ukrainian forest companies should annually bring $22 billion to the nation's budget. But OSINT reports indicate that this money goes to the pockets of Ukrainian officials. It's $50 billion over the course of the war with Russia. Even the head of a small village office was found to keep $4 million at home. And there are more stories like that. But the main cash flow goes to the corridors of power. $1.1 billion the Kyiv Tax Department employee poached. Radio Svoboda reports she's under charges of unlawful enrichment. $32 million the head of the Zaporozhye administration snitched from the fortification construction budget, 360 News reports. $500 million is the amount of funds proven to be stolen from the construction of fortifications, according to the head of the investigative committee, Mikhail Bondar. The SBU general who accused me of treason for a call for peace on Telegram has been detained in Serbia with over $20 million worth of cash, jewels, and crypto assets. $40 million the head of the Big Building National Program has stolen, the National Anti-Corruption Office NABU reports. The program is under supervision of Zelensky's office. Ekonomicheskaya Pravda states that the Minister of Agricultural Policy profited from illicit land contracts to the tune of $12 million. $21 million the head of the tax service, Roman Nasirov, received as a bribe. This is the official information from the National Anti-Corruption Office. $52 million, Rada member Yaroslav Dubinevich stolen gas supply contracts, Radio Svoboda reports. He's now on the wanted list. Minister of Infrastructure and the head of the Ukraine Restoration Foundation got kickbacks of $50,000 in bitcoins, $150,000, and $12 million in cash, and that's only the proven instances. How do you like it? And that's just a drop in the ocean. These are the cases with evidence we talk about time after time. By we, I mean honest journalists. We have a plethora of investigations on the topic, but they unleash hell on us. Meanwhile, their bosses steal. Here on X, Jason J. Smart attacks anyone who highlights the sins of the Ukrainian government. A journalist from the only TV channel in Ukraine at the moment buys a $500,000 property with a monthly salary of $700. The Ukrainian government has seized the monopoly on information and paid for defenders. And these defenders are, in fact, their partners in crime who live off stolen money. It's politicians. It's volunteers. They rob us. They threaten us with criminal proceedings. They do what they can to silence us. On behalf of Ukrainian journalists, I'm asking those who allocate funds for Ukraine, stop them. They're stealing your money. Ordinary Ukrainians die on the front lines, die in poverty, while they're grafting the U.S. taxpayers' money. Let's stop this theft together.
So that was a report from Diana Panchenko, Panchenko on X, laying out just some of the wholesale corruption taking place in Ukraine. And there's a very distinct parallel you can draw between what she was covering there and what the people in power here in America prioritize in their day-to-day business. I think this article from Vogue accidentally reveals sort of the what is compelling these people to do what they do. Vogue has a cover story on First Lady Jill Biden on what's at stake in 2024. And the article begins like this. If you want to know what power feels like, try to get yourself driven around in a motorcade. Flashing police chaperone lights form a perimeter as you blaze down an empty highway, waiting cars backed up on entry ramps as you passed. It's as if the world is holding its breath. for you. Also, rules don't apply. They revel in this power. They revel in putting you at some sort of disadvantage or inconvenience. Because who cares about you, right? You're just the guy waiting on the on-ramp. You're the guy in that big mess of cars who has to sit there. I mean, what, you're trying to get somewhere. You got a meeting that's really important for you. Your life, you know, might be, you know, drastically altered by having to sit in traffic for an hour and a half. Who cares? She's Jill Biden, okay? You're going to wait for her. And whatever you're doing, it's not as important or meaningful as what she's doing. This is the mindset that pervades their entire worldview. Just, I have the power, so I get to use it however I want. And just like so much of the stuff that we talk about, that ironically is called progressive, it represents a regression. It represents a throwback. What it is a reversion to the way everything used to be. To like Viking style of rule. Where it's just like, when you're in charge, you get to do whatever the hell you want. You get to kill whoever you want. You get to torture enemies to death. And if anybody speaks up, well, they'll be next on the rack. You just keep everybody in a state of fear and complacency while you exploit them. And you're the one in charge, and you're the important one, and you're the genius. So, you know, those other people that want to stop you, well, they're a threat to everybody and have to be taken out. Again, it's not even about like the individual actions that these people take. It's about the mindset that informs them. It's about the just sin that they live in, just the pride, the self-importance, the disregard for other people. It's pervasive. It is funny in this, you know, I'm sure they took weeks to write this article, and then it's slated to come out like the day after that debate. And so they actually have a editor's note at the beginning of the article where they ask her about it. Like, you know, we're about to publish this article. Maybe we should mention something about what happened on Thursday. And so they call Jill Biden. She told Vogue, they will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. We will continue to fight. We will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. But don't those 90 minutes define everything about his presidency? Don't they tell you everything you need to know about the Biden presidency? The incompetence, the failure, the hysterical response from the Democrats. I mean, we just thought it was a bad debate performance, but now that you mention it, Jill Biden, it does. It does sort of define everything about his presidency right there.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting in a psychological warfare program to condition and control the populace, so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law, and in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including, in the document's own text, any incident in the world
regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Folks, find and share that latest Reese report at van.video, FEMA camps for American dissidents. Incredibly powerful report. We'll be back on the other side. Open up the phone lines for your calls. Stay with us. It's the American Journal.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. I'm going to open them up right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call now here on American Journal about any and all topics. Some other interesting headlines to get to. But just finishing up with talking about the Democratic response to the Supreme Court ruling. I think this may sum it up pretty well. David Atkins, at David O. Atkins on X, says, so if President Biden declared the Republican Party a terrorist organization and ordered drone strikes on Mar-a-Lago as an official act, he would have immunity, right? Those are the new rules? To which Keith Olbermann responds, what the hell? Let's find out. So, I mean, this is obviously a convenient reminder that these people, I mean, they're not joking, right? They're not joking. They would be so happy. Like, can you imagine how happy they would be if a drone strike obliterated Mar-a-Lago and killed Donald Trump and his entire family? And I guess this just sort of sums it up. These people have to be told what to do. They have to be controlled. They can't handle being forced to determine right and wrong for themselves. It's unfortunate, but that's where we are. To these people, it's just like an excuse to take the mask off. It's just an excuse to say what they, you know, really want the entire time. Do you need a law to tell you it's wrong for a political opponent to drone strike their opposition? These people apparently need a law. Apparently, if the law doesn't tell them it's wrong to kill, they think it's good to kill. Like, they need the law. They rely on the law. If the law doesn't say it, they don't know it. This is what I mean. I don't know if they can tell right from wrong. I mean, it's crazy to say, but they're openly advocating drone striking Mar-a-Lago, killing Donald Trump because he opposes them. Because apparently you can couch that incorrectly, right? Dishonestly under official proceedings or whatever. They know it's ridiculous, but this is what I mean, is these people, they can't be trusted. It's really as simple as that. What the hell? Let's find out. Let's find out if we can drone strike Mar-a-Lago. Let's do it and then see if he has immunity for that. Those are the new rules. Do you need to be told that this isn't right? Do you need to have the Supreme Court tell you whether or not drone striking a political candidate is a good thing or not? That's like sort of what's being revealed through all of this, is these people apparently require authority. They require somebody else to come in and explain to them, like they're little baby children, no, you can't kill people you don't like. That's not allowed. You absolute morons. You dangerous tyrants. I'm just sick of having to deal with these people, honestly. And it's like all of them, right? Aaron Rupar. So if Joe Biden declared today that November's election is canceled and he ordered the military to keep him in power, would that be an official act? Are you retarded or just pretending? It's got to be one of those. I mean, my God. Dash Dobrovsky, I strongly encourage Joe Biden to take advantage of his absolute immunity, which he has been lawfully granted by Trump's Supreme Court justices, to do whatever official acts he needs to do in order to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. Yes, folks, we have to save democracy by murdering our opponents. Bradley Moss, the Supreme Court just gave Biden unequivocal immunity to order the military to take action against Trump today, right now. The only way that I can, like, not go crazy when reading all this stuff is the off chance, the vague and unlikely scenario in which we do all of these things to them. Every one of their ridiculous statements, I have to just remember, this will come back to bite him in the ass. That we have to just win this and just be the thing they think we are. Because that's who they are. And again, you know, it just goes back to everything we've been talking about this whole time. They haven't left us an option. You can't coexist with these people. We cannot run a country with these people having any authority at all. They have to be disenfranchised one way or another, in the same way that Nayib Bukele disenfranchised the gangs. They have to be forcefully removed from power. They can't be trusted with it. And we can't live in a world where we're surrounded by murderous idiots. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. It's just not, we can't do it. It's not possible. Max Kernerly says, in full compliance with the Supreme Court's ruling, to serve his country, President Biden should drone strike Donald Trump. People are responding to this in the obvious ways. George Alexopoulos, murdering our opponent is the only way to save democracy. Kangmin Lee, they screamed and squealed that Trump didn't give a peaceful transition of power, but now they're calling on Biden to murder Trump to prevent him from becoming president. Frank from Quite Frankly TV, leftists are violent morons, so this type of ironic reaction to anything is not surprising, but aren't all of the indictments they've concocted claiming Trump was committing crimes outside of his formal executive duty? Of all the opinions granted in the last week, this one seemed like it is the least to change anything. What did I miss? Well, you missed that the Democrats are petulant retards that can't be treated like adults with consciousness and reasoning and empathy for their fellow human beings. They're evil, childish and evil. What is the line from White Man's Burden? Half devil and half child. That's the leftist. That's the liberals. They are children, but give them an iota of power and they become Darth Vader. As simple as that. And we can get into the intricacies of the actual decision, because there are some interesting aspects to it in which they, you know, break down exactly why the decision came down and in terms of delineating between what is an official statement and what is not an official statement, and how the indictments brought against Donald Trump was based off of quotes that were taken out of context. You have to have the whole context of not just the statement, but what's going on in the world and why the president is speaking in the way that he is, and whether he's speaking as a, in his official capacity as the spokesperson for America, or whether he was operating in an independent personal capacity at that time, and that these things were ignored by the prosecutors as they selectively chose little snippets. They actually use that term, snippets, in the actual decision, meaning that they were taking it out of the context of presidential immunity and trying to represent it as something that it wasn't. And again, this is why they kicked Donald Trump off of Twitter on January 6th, because the full context was he was calling for calm and peace. And apparently if you delete his tweet saying that, it never existed in their minds. But I want to get something else through to people. I really, really need people to understand, and this is something that I know everybody listening to me knows this, but it's worth reemphasizing. And if we could get just regular American people, and European people for that matter, to understand what's actually happening here, then we can stop and reverse it. And some people are realizing what's going on, and the backlash is finally reaching a boiling point, but not enough. Not enough people are realizing just how deliberate this attack is. And that's really, that's the only understanding that you need to have. You need to understand very simply. And I was thinking about this is kind of a tangent, and we'll go out to your calls in a second. We're still gathering up the calls, but I see Max in Pennsylvania, George in California. We'll go to you in just a second. But I'm watching the show The Boys on Amazon, and the first three seasons were pretty good. It's really violent and gross at times, and then the fourth season just goes completely off the rails. But a big part of it, and it's always had sort of tongue-in-cheek inclusion of popular culture things like the Me Too movement and this sort of stuff. And towards the end of the third season, they started to make a little bit more blatant with like Homelander being a stand-in for Trump and the other character being sort of the leftist liberal stand-in. And in the fourth season, they go like full bore, having a whole chunk of the season about like conspiracy theories. And it's weird, and there's a sort of cognitive dissonance there, because the whole show is about conspiracies. The whole plot of the entire show for its entire run has been about false flag attacks, setting up, you know, pre-scripted events and doing them in public and pretending that they're real and tricking the public into thinking that they're real, even though it's all pre-planned false flag sort of stuff. Like, every season has different instances of this, but it's all about corporations working with government behind the scenes, creating crises that they can then make money to solve. And then they have these caricatures, and they just, you know, relentlessly mock and demonize conspiracy theorists in the real world. And just act like they're, it's a weird sort of cognitive dissonance where, like, the characters that are the patriot conservative conspiracy theorist characters are painted as ridiculous rubes, just scared, stupid incels, because they're like, they like believe that this organization traffics children. But another main plot of the entire show is about how children are being trafficked and used as, you know, guinea pigs for experiments by the government and big corporations. I'm trying to wrap my head around this, where I'm like, all right, the people watching this and the people making it clearly understand how conspiracies work, because the whole show is built around these types of conspiracies. The whole show is built around false flags and all these sorts of things. So they understand that. While simultaneously mocking and degrading and demonizing the people that see this stuff going on in the real world. And it just sort of hit me. That's like, okay, these shows are kind of like release valves, or maybe not even release valves, but like it is purely fear that stops them from recognizing what's happening in reality. When it's happening with characters on a screen, they can enjoy it because they know that it's fake. But if you take the same thing that was happening on the screen, you go, you know, this happens in real life. They get all, oh, no, that can't be. You're a conspiracy theorist. That can't be the case. There's no way. No, this is just a Hollywood movie. This is just all pretend. It's all pretend, right? Tell me it's all pretend. Like, they get scared. They're scared of reality. They're scared of these things happening in real life. It's not like they don't have the ability to comprehend it. It's not like they can't, you know, imagine how these things happen. There's just a level of fear that takes hold when they are introduced to this same concept in reality. There's a deep and abiding fright that they cannot handle and cannot conceive of. And it's purely fear, because when it's just happening on a TV screen, it doesn't actually matter. You know, it doesn't actually affect your life. And when you try to tell these people that, no, actually there are organizations that traffic children. No, actually there are, you know, false flag attacks where, for a cynical or profiteering reason, people at corporations or in governments will kill innocent people and then blame it on their enemies. That happens in real life all the time. But to believe that, you have to believe the people running your country are just like the villains in your TV movie. And that's hard. That's a very difficult thing to come around to and to comprehend and to understand. And so they'd rather just pretend that it's all Hollywood and that stuff never happens in real life. You know, until you ask him about Donald Trump and suddenly he is every evil person rolled into one. So how do we get through this fear? How do we get over this hesitation to recognize what's actually happening? So I want to go to a video now. This is how millions of immigrants enter Europe. We've played videos like this before. This one's recent, though. And that's important to understand, because you have to understand that for years, this has been a daily occurrence. This is how illegal immigrants get into Europe. Clip number 4. Let's watch. What you're seeing, if you're a radio listener, is a map with a, you know, it's a live time footage. That little boat there, the blue signal is the boat. And you see that it starts off on the coast of Italy, goes down all the way to the coast of Africa, picks people up, takes them all the way back to Italy. So when they talk about refugees, when they talk about migrants, when they talk about, you know, these poor people fleeing war, And here you're seeing the boat just, you know, have a holding pattern just off the coast of Africa. This is just a delivery system. It's a well-orchestrated, highly funded invasion of Italy, invasion of all of Europe. The same thing's happening in South America. The same thing's happening here in America, where you've got these billion-dollar NGOs just systematically delivering like a corporation would deliver, you know, like Amazon delivers packages. As Klaus Arminius says, this is how millions of immigrants enter Europe. NGO ship leaves Europe. They dock near Libyan waters. They wait for smugglers to load boats. They pick up migrants from Libya. They arrive back in Europe with migrants. These NGOs are funded by the EU. Immigrants are not random people just arriving. They are invited, picked up, and or flown in and provided with housing. Daily basis, over and over, tens of millions of people picked up by NGO boats and delivered to Europe, day in and day out. So it's a full-on literal invasion. You take a look at something like this, churches destroyed in France in the last 4 years. And it's a map of France that's practically covered in icons, because there have been hundreds upon hundreds of churches burned to the ground, destroyed in one way or another, demolished to turn into migrant housing. They're saying these are accidents. They're saying this is not deliberate. You're under deliberate attack. You're under sustained, continuous, deliberate, brutal attack by people that are doing all of this on purpose. And every single day, there's a cacophony of, yeah, why France is losing one religious building every 2 weeks. You know, those religious buildings, they're churches. Mosques are not going away. They're being built by the dozen. Synagogues are not being destroyed. They actually have the protection of the police and the government, who will defend them against attack. The religious buildings in question are churches. The religion is Christianity. The buildings are churches that are being destroyed. Now, the people are fed up with this, and there have been massive protests rocking the EU. James Melville posts this. The people are fed up. Mass protests have been happening across Europe over the last 4 years. They're not far right or conspiracy theorists. It's because they're fed up with the cost of living, having their freedoms and livelihoods destroyed by nefarious governments, patronized by unelected technocratic institutions, smeared and patronized by corporate media, and fleeced by greedy corporations. They're being treated like serfs for the greed and indulgences of corporatist fiefdoms. Infrastructure is rotting. Extortionate prices for basic essential commodities, public assets destroyed and sold off to the highest bidder. Freedoms are being reduced, yet all of this is wrapped around the biggest transfer of wealth to the super rich and mega corporations in history. And their own governments, who they pay tax to, facilitate this. It's the worst return on investment ever. Well, not for the people making the investment. It's all on purpose. The concerns and voices of millions of people have been ignored and undermined for far too long. And quite understandably, they've had enough of political uniparty corporatism and are now making their voices heard through mass protests and also at the ballot box. It's not far right. It's fed up. And he posts a collage of these protests breaking out. The thing is, they have the system rigged. And these protests are not going to do anything, because the people in power have a monopoly on force. They've disarmed and weakened the European people. They have subjected them to decade upon decade of dehumanization and dispossession. And it's all on purpose. So again, this is the thing you need to understand. When you have boats funded by taxpayers who day in and day out are plying across the ocean, picking up boatloads of Africans, delivering them to Europe, ostensibly to boost the economy, and then they drain the economy, go on welfare, rape innumerable women, kill innumerable people, burn hundreds of churches. It's a deliberate attack. And if that's the only thing that we could get people to understand, that they're under deliberate attack, then all of this could be solved. All of this could be reversed. All of this could be undone, and we could get back to a place where the governments aren't at war with their own people. But right now, you have to understand, this is a systematic destruction of Christendom. And that's it.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Right, we have a lot of really great callers. I'm going to ask all of our callers to keep your comments as short as possible so we can get to as many as possible. We go first to Max in Pennsylvania. Max, I understand you're a young man whose school was shut down by COVID in 2021 and 2022, and you want to tell us about what that experience was like. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
All right, great. So to start off my story, originally I had this, like, face fake mask which let you breathe through it, but it didn't look like that. Eventually, me and my dad got tired of me wearing a mask, so I came in with a note for a religious exemption for wearing a mask. They eventually just, like, put me in this weird closet-like area to, like, punish me, and I didn't really get, like, any teaching at all, and I, like, my grades went horribly down. They didn't even tell my parents about that. It felt awful.
Wait. That's crazy. What grade were you in?
Like, fifth grade.
You were in fifth grade. You came to school without a mask with a note asking for a religious exemption, and so they just put you in a closet all day?
Pretty much, and, like, at dismissal, I'd leave and go home. Oh, my parents weren't told about this, and I had to tell them eventually. They had no idea. I thought they knew.
Wow. Okay. How long did that happen?
Like, a whole quarter of the school year. And then, like, finally I got out of there, and, like, I started wearing, like, the fake mask again. And this one teacher, I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to embarrass her on air, but... like, she kept bothering me because the mask was, like, too big. And I wasn't on tight enough. And she was, like, so annoying about it.
Oh, my God. So they stuck a fifth grader in a closet for a quarter of a year. Were you the only one in your school not going along with this?
Pretty much.
Wow. And what's happened since then? I mean, I imagine nobody's wearing masks anymore. Have they...
No, ever since, like, sixth grade, no.
Wow.
Yeah, no one's wearing.
Well, so what's your thought on that? I mean, was it worth it? Was your resistance worth it? I mean, so it sounds like eventually you're just like, you know what, screw it, I'll wear the mask if it means I don't have to be in a closet all day, which I don't blame you. That sounds horrible. But, like, what's your takeaway from this? Do you feel
I'm glad I resisted at all.
Yeah.
That's, like, the main part. Some resistance is better than none.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if it was worth it. We mostly, in that time, were, like, reading about some book in reading class. And I couldn't really answer the questions to it because I wasn't being given the teaching. I wasn't in the room.
My God. That is just insane. What do your classmates say about this?
They were, like, confused why I was missing most of, like, the quarter. And they were just, like, you know, happy to see me back.
Yeah, I bet. Well, that's, you know, you should be proud of yourself, and I'm sure your parents are proud of you, too. That's terrible. They would do that to you, and I'm surprised I didn't hear more about this. Yeah, that's just incredible. So just what's your takeaway at the end of it all? Have you learned any lessons from this? Like, what has it shaped how you view the world at all as a young man?
A little bit. I'm, like, a little shocked at why they, like, how they did that. That was, like, elementary school. I moved on to middle, high school, you know, that area.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, like, really crazy and stuff, but I would have never expected it now that I, like, have a better grasp on this stuff.
Well, so what do you think, if they try to do it again, what do you think we should do?
Definitely resist. I'll, like, spread more word about it. That kind of stuff.
Just get out ahead of it rather than let them get these processes set
Maybe
in place.
Maybe even change schools.
You change schools?
No, I didn't change schools. I'm still on, like, the same school branch.
But
just
you would.
A different, like, middle high school.
Yeah.
But, like, if this happened again, I would probably change schools.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you. I'd go homeschool from then on. Well, you know, thank God there's young men like you, and hopefully you've set a good example for the other kids your age. And, you know, hopefully next time they won't be able to get away with this. Thank you very much for calling in, Max. Any final words before I move on to the next caller?
Okay, I want to say two things real quick. I like Owen Schroyer's, like, video game retro intros.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to say is Biden is a retard.
Hey, I'm allowed to say that. I'm an adult. Well, thank you very much, Max. I will pass on your compliments to the crew of the War Room and Owen Schroyer. Thank you very much. And I hope you call in again and keep us up to date on what's happening to the kids these days. Cause yeah, if we don't hear about it, it just, it goes away forever. how did you start listening to InfoWars? Let me ask you that, Max. How did you find us?
Oh, my dad's been listening for like years, and I started getting into it, and I was like interested in the subject of COVID and stuff, all the crazy things that are happening in the world that the news doesn't talk about. Yeah. I got interested in that. I finally decided I would make a call to InfoWars.
Well, so let me move on to some other calls here, but thank you very much for the call, Max. I love hearing young people call in, and just keep your head up, Max, because man, things are looking brutal right now, but don't let that wear you down. I worry about young kids that are introduced to all this information, because it can be heavy stuff, but sounds like you have a good head on your shoulders. Let's go to thanks for the call again, Max. Let's go to BB64 in Wisconsin. You want to talk about the escalation in Ukraine?
Yeah, how you doing, Harrison, this morning? I wanted to talk about the escalation response after the sunbather slaughter in Crimea with the ATACMS missile Russia authorized before. They weren't using it as much. They authorized the use of their fifth-generation Su-57 fighter jet, mm-hmm. which I don't know if you know the stats on, but is an amazing platform. You know, it's a third the cost of the F-35. You know, the F-35 costs like $100 million. The Su-57 costs about $35 million. The F-22 Raptor costs like $350 million.
Well, and the latest that I've heard is that we're delivering F-16s to Ukraine, and that Russia is apparently bombing the place where they're arriving, trying to attempt to knock those out of commission before they get to be used.
Yes, and, you know, that's why, you know, those F-16s now are going to be pretty much useless because they're not stealth. The Su-57 is stealth, has AI technology, can fire hypersonic missiles, has, like, drones that it can fly with.
Wow. Sum it up for us here in 30 seconds. What does this mean? What do you think the escalation entails? How's this going to go?
There's going to be a lot more aerial bombing now because Russia didn't want to have any of those jets get shot down and pass technology. And I think Zelensky is going to ask for F-35s.
Wow. Yep, the escalation is coming, and the powers that be are driving headlong towards World War III. Thank you very much for that call, BB. Let's go to Shane in Colorado. The Rapidan dam failure in Minnesota. We covered this very briefly yesterday, but go ahead, Shane. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison?
Good.
I just wanted to talk about the dam. I grew up in wonderful Lake Crystal, Minnesota, which is the next town away from Rapidan. And I also lived in a cabin right above the dam for about 6 years. I'd like to say the Hershka family, that's whose house fell into the river. And they're a wonderful family that's been operating a cafe where you can get burgers and potato salad and pie.
Wow. So, and they had their house destroyed by the dam collapse. Well, what was behind the dam collapse, or is it just another piece of infrastructure failing in America because we can't keep the lights on anymore?
That's what I wanted to talk about, because when I lived above the dam, I went down there to go fishing one day, and I wanted to go across the dam to go fishing. And the dam was roped off, and there is an excavator sitting on the dam. And I asked, hey, what's that excavator doing there? And they said, well, it's going to rain. And so they knew that the water was going to rise and the logs were going to come down. And they had the excavator sitting there ready to go to pick the logs out as they come.
Wow.
Now, I saw a video just the other day of a commissioner saying, oh, well, we called the guy who runs the excavator, and he was 5 hours away, and now it's too dangerous, which doesn't make sense to me because they usually have that excavator sitting on the dam ready to go.
I guess not when they needed it. Well, get used to it, man. This is the future of our country.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible
herbal antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back out to your calls, folks. Final segment of American Journal. Just want to remind our callers, keep your comments as quick as possible so we can get to your point before we have to move on. Let's go to Jake in Ohio. Jake in Ohio, thank you so much for calling in. Line 6, line 5. Go ahead, you're on the air.
This is a letter that was written by Samuel Adams. I am no friend of riot, tumult, and unlawful assemblies. When people are oppressed, when their rights have been infringed, when their property has been invaded, when taskmasters are sent over them, when unconstitutional acts are executed in front of their eyes, when they are daily threatened with military troops, when their legislature is dissolved and what government is left is secret as a divan, when placement and their underlings swarm about them and troops begin to make insolent appearance, in such circumstances, the people will be discontented and they are not to be blamed. That's verbal artillery.
Amen. Amen, Jake in Ohio. And there was a reason that the founding fathers despised democracy and recognized the threat of democracy. They were fans of history. If you look back at the early instances of democracy, like Athens, it was in many cases an unmitigated disaster, and they wanted to avoid that, and they put the Republic and our laws into place to avoid dissolving into mob rule and de facto.
Hey, I got another one real quick too. Mercy Otis Warren. The rights of the individual should be the primary objective of all governments, because no republic ever yet stood on a stable foundation without satisfying the people. The origin of all the power is in the people, and they have an incontestable right to challenge the creatures of their own creation. And real quick, Anthony Fauci inflicted death sentence, AIDS.
Yep. Man, powerful stuff from our founding fathers, and those are exactly the morals and lessons that we need to be insisting upon right now. Thank you for that call. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. You have a poetic summation of the presidential debate, I understand. Go ahead, Stephen, our poet laureate here.
Yes, sir. So I took the words Donald Trump versus Joseph Biden. So this is a poetic summation in acronym form. Defending what is true, on top of his game, never blinked an eye. Attacking deep state shame, level-headed all the way, determined to speak right, tried by fire to thus prevail, relentless in the fight, unwavering in stating fact, masterfully made his case, prevailing over opposition, vile villains he did face, extremist Marxist mafia, renouncing all that's right, sadistic New World Order crowd, ever love eternal night. Stupid, idiotic display, joker for the fools. Obama's toy right from the start, slave breaking all the rules. Empty shell that babbles on, puppet pawn, so sad. Hell bent on his self-destruction, bumbling, lying cad. Infernal criminal extreme, descending from his throne. Evicted by his devilish master, nigh to his hellish home.
Wow. That was great, man. That was really good. I really appreciated that. You have a way with words, man. Thank you so much for that. Beautiful stuff.
Yes, sir.
I want to move on to our next call, but that was, I really enjoyed that more than I expected to. Thank you for that, Stephen. Let's go to, Daryl in North Carolina. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Harrison. I just wanted to, talk about the, giant bomb that Russia dropped on New York. It's one of the largest bombs in the arsenal. It's called an FAB 3000 heavy aerial bomb. It killed at least 60 troops, and it's a 3-ton that's fortified with a precision guidance system, and it got wings and satellite guidance. So it looks like this is a message by them dropping it on New York. Which, by the way, that's a town and area in Ukraine that housed a massive, supposedly fortified bunker complex, command center. So it looks like the Russians are sending a message that none of these underground bunkers are safe if this war kicks off.
Wait, so there's a place in Ukraine called New York?
Yeah, it's a settlement that... been there since I think the 1950s. I want to say it's been there for quite a while, and it's called New York, and it's a major military area.
Wow, I hadn't seen that. Yeah, here's the story: Russian bombs New York using a new FAB 3000 bomb in Ukraine. Russian army carried out a massive bombing in Ukraine's New York village. A video shows Russia using the FAB 300 heavy aerial bomb against Ukrainian positions. The giant bomb was dropped by Russian armed forces on posts in New York. Among those bombed by Russia on Sunday was a Ukraine command center. The 3-ton high-explosive bomb equipped with guidance module struck the Ukraine command center, killing at least 60 troops and destroying several vehicles. Wow. So that's two callers who've called in about Russia upping their military technology that they're using in the war in Ukraine, showing that they're not backing down by any means. Thank you for that. I did not realize that was happening, and I do wonder if bombing New York had some was a signal, a sign to us here in America. Thank you for that call, Daryl. Let's go to West in Indiana. Go ahead, West. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hey, I just
kind of thinking about how we need to be mindful in the midst of all these attacks. They're trying to elicit a response out of all of us. I mean, with the movie Civil War and all the media they've pushed out in the last year, last 5 years, I mean, we can tell what they want, and they want us to fight back. They want us to play their game. And I find it hard myself to basically calm my nerves.
Yeah, they want the excuse to unleash the full power of the federal government. But they need the excuse to do so. You know, if they were to order the government right now to go attack American citizens, they wouldn't do it. They can stage a false flag attack. Wow. And go, oh, look how dangerous these guys are. Then the, you know, military will go, hey, I don't like it, but these guys are domestic terrorists. We got to go take them out. So if you deprive them of that excuse, if you don't let them, you know, accurately Absolutely. Frame you as dangerous and violent, then the American military is not going to attack its own people. But they are desperate for the excuse to do so. No, you're exactly right, Wes. Thank you so much for that call. I do want to go to Josh in New Hampshire now. New Hampshire, you are talking about the Chevron deference being overturned, the first step in the destruction of the administrative state. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning. So I was just wondering why that's not something that's being discussed the most, just because isn't it such a coincidence that the debate was the night before the ruling on that, almost as if they want us all to be talking only about the debate, talking about things that we already know, that have already been proven and factual. So there's no point of beating the dead horse with Joe Biden and his mental state.
All right. So let's talk about the Chevron deference. What are your thoughts on it?
I knew nothing about it until I heard that it was overturned or somebody had won a lawsuit against it. All I know is that it was passed in 1984.
Yeah.
So when you guys continuously scream that number out, 1984 nightmare, 1984 nightmare, isn't it just a coincidence that that's something that was passed in 1984? And it's basically it gave the power to all these government agencies and bureaucrats to enact rules and regulations that have to be enforced like a law without the approval of Congress?
Yeah. Kind of ironic, isn't it? 1984 was the year they did that. Yeah, and this is the thing that I mentioned when I was covering the Chevron deference earlier. I hadn't really heard about it either until this decision came down. And then, you know, it explained. It was like, oh, wait, why do we allow these unelected bureaucracies to, you know, punish people for disobeying their rules when they have no legal authority to do so? And that's what I was saying is it's almost going to take a psychological reorientation of us Americans when we hear a regulation coming down from an authoritative body to not just immediately respond and treat it as if it's a law. Because that's essentially what they're doing is they just have us acting as though these things are laws when they're not. But if you act like they are, then for all intents and purposes, they are. So it's really going to take the American people standing up to these administrative outlets. Go ahead.
If I may, do I have time for a couple more?
Real quick.
So I just want to emphasize we need to ask the right questions. Like, if the NSA exists to protect us and for our safety, then how do mass shootings and heinous crimes continue to happen when they monitor everything online? If the EPA is doing its job, why do big corporations get caught like PG&E back in the 90s and all their lawsuits against poisoning water by cutting corners and maximizing their profits? All that happens is they receive billions of dollars in profits.
Regulatory capture. It's called regulatory capture. And that's exactly why it was in place for so long, because the corporations found it useful in burdening their competition with regulations that the corporations could handle, but that the small businesses could not. I'm sorry to our other callers that we weren't able to get to. We'll take your calls tomorrow. We will be here. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's the 1776 Super Sale. It's on now. InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discounts, incredible products, keeps us on air and in the fight. What a way to celebrate the 4th of July.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available, Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The presidency is the most powerful office in the world. It's an office that not only tests your judgment,